Welcome to the deep dive.
Hello.
So today we're looking at a really interesting way to understand relationships. It's based on this work by Jeremy Ive, A Basic Relational Ontology.
Right. And our goal really is to pull out the key insights.
Exactly. What are the fundamental dimensions? What are the foundations? You know, what makes these connections tick?
And thinking about this can, well, it can give you a new lens maybe for your own interactions.
Yeah. Personal, professional. See what helps them work or maybe what causes friction.
Definitely. So where do we start? The dimensions.
Let's do it. First up, who or what is there?
Okay.
Which sounds simple, but the core idea here is parity.
Parity. So like equality.
Yeah. Treating everyone involved as a subject,
yeah.
Like you. Not, you know, just an object or someone to manage.
Right. Recognizing their agency, their own perspective, not just seeing them as a means to an end.
Think about teamwork, right? When everyone feels genuinely heard and valued, that's parity.
Absolutely. And you feel it when it's not there, that sense of being dismissed. That often comes down to a lack of parity.
Good point. Okay, so that's the who. Next is, how are they linked together?
How they're linked.
Yeah, and it talks about universal relations.
Universal relations. It's a big.
It's sort of the inherent ways we're connected just by being human, things we all share.
Ah, okay. So it's like that common ground, that shared understanding you might feel, even with a stranger sometimes.
Exactly. Like going through a similar experience, that's a hint of these universal connections.
Got it. That makes sense.
And the third dimension, it's when do they relate?
When?
So time.
Yeah, the temporal aspect.
Yeah.
Relationships aren't static, right? They have a past that shapes them.
Mm-hmm.
They exist right now in the present.
And they have a future potential.
Precisely. That history matters.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
You think about maybe an old argument with a friend, it can still sort of color things now, can't it?
Totally. Being aware of that when helps navigate those echoes. So who, how, and when? Those are the dimensions.
Right. Now let's shift to the foundations. First one, wherefore relate.
Wherefore? Like the underlying reasons or structures.
Kind of. It's about the diversity of laws and norms. Basically, there isn't just one way to connect.
Okay, so different contexts, different rules.
Exactly. Culture, situations, personal styles. They all create different ways of relating. He calls it multiplexity.
Multiplexity, I like that. It respects that richness, that variety.
Yeah. Think about different departments in a company. They might communicate totally differently, have different norms. That's multiplexity.
And trying to force one single model onto everything, well, it often doesn't work. It can feel stifling.
Right. So that diversity is actually valuable.
Mm.
But then the second foundation kind of holds that diversity together. It's why relate.
The why. So the purpose.
Yes. A common purpose or spirit or vision. That's the glue.
Ah. So amidst all the different ways of doing things, the multiplexity.
There's this shared goal or vision that unites people.
That makes a lot of sense. It allows for freedom within a structure.
Exactly. Think of, say, a volunteer group. Lots of different people, different skills, maybe different ideas.
But they're all there for that shared mission.
Right. That common why keeps them aligned without forcing everyone to be the same.
Without that common purpose, the differences could just pull things apart.
For sure. Okay, so quick recap. Dimensions are who, with parity, how, those universal links, and when, the time factor.
And foundations. Wherefore, that diversity of norms, multiplexity, and why, the shared purpose.
So how can you, listening, use this?
Well, maybe just start noticing these things in your day-to-day. When you interact with someone, are you really seeing them with parity?
Are you tuning into that shared human connection, that how?
How might the past be playing into this present moment, that when?
And what are the specific norms or expectations at play here, the wherefore?
And maybe most importantly, what's the shared why? Is there a common purpose, and is it clear?
Yeah, looking through that lens could be really insightful.
It helps you diagnose maybe where things are strong or where they might need attention.
Okay, so here's a final thought to leave you with. Pick one relationship that's important to you.
Hmm.
Can you see these dimensions and foundations operating within it? And maybe, what's one element, just one, that if you consciously tried to strengthen it?
Like focusing more on parity or clarifying the shared purpose?
Exactly. What difference might that make? Something to think about.
Definitely food for thought.
That's our deep dive for today. Thanks for joining us.